you've got a new conservative TV network.
Yeah, aren't we lucky?
Tea Party News.
It's kind of is. They don't want to call it that, of course. But, Fox News is obviously hugely successful. You know, it's watched by 1% of the population. Which, when you put it that way, actually sounds like it's not so successful at all.
But it's huge in US terms then, isn't it? 1% have...
1% is actually... I mean, it's 3 million viewers, but, you know, what did Cheers get?
Yeah.
It's like 14 million. I think Cheers had more influence over the culture than Fox News
possibly
has.
Possibly did.
Anyway, so, I mean, you know, Fox pretends to be fair and biased.
Fair and biased at the same time.
And the balance at the same time. And along comes this network, which actually I thought sounded very daunting to begin with. It's funded partly by Kelsey Grammer of Frasier.
Yeah.
And basically they said, we're going to call it the Right Network. Not only because is it to the political right, but we're right. There's no argument with that. And so that's what they've done. They've got this network now that comes along. And it's sort of like a, we're conservatives, you better watch us because we're right kind of network. And they're putting on programs that I can't believe anybody would want to watch. But it's called The Right Network. And they've got shows like Politics and Poker. Where people sit around a table and discuss politics while playing poker.
Oh,
the clue's in the title. They have Running, which is a reality show that follows two Tea Party candidates as they try to get elected. Apparently, during the filming, both of them didn't get elected. I'm not quite sure what happened to that series.
wasn't commissioned for a second run.
Well, I don't think they even got through the first run, to be honest with you. It stopped running.
Episode 4.
Anyway, they have late night with... This is a great idea. This is something you could do in your spare time, Charles. They late night with Obamas, with the Obamas. And what they do is they take jokes about the Obamas from the late night talk shows, and they make cartoons out of them, like CGI cartoons. And it's Obama sitting in bed watching himself on TV. And it's just jokes about him. And at the end of it, he sort of just frowns and then he switches it off. It's and their logo is the gazellephant, which is sort of a fast-running elephant that jumps over things. Anyway, so it's, you know, it's really... I thought, well, I'm not going to be watching this. But anyway, apparently you can't. This is the funniest thing about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's, well, would you be tuning into politics and poker every week?
I have to say, I have gone away with a few ideas for our daily politics programme on BBC Two, now you've mentioned this. But, yeah, go on. Well, you can't get it. You can't get this thing.
Well, I can... Yeah, you see, that's the next thing you could be doing. They have people playing poker behind you.
Yeah, trust me, it works. It's working for me.
I've seen you. Nothing works. Trust me. fax me. I'll give you ideas. Anyway, so, no, listen. So, what happens is, this is not a TV as such. I thought, well, I'll watch, you know, like, once. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. But it's actually on VOD, which sounds like a disease, but it's not. It's video on demand.
Yeah.
And also on mobile phones.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what's more legitimate than a TV network you pick up on your Nokia phone, huh? And apparently it's only Nokia that does it. So they're saying, well, you know, we're this is the really funny thing. Not only could you not watch it, but they're saying, well, you know, we're just average. This is Kelsey Graham, a multi-billionaire talking. We're just ordinary people with no axe to grind, no enemies, no hatchets in need of burying, and we're just supplying good, wholesome entertainment. And of course, meanwhile, it's all big business is more important than people. The rich shall not pay taxes. you know, whatever. This whatever makes a profit is far more important than people suffering.
And Cash, you know they're right.
Well, of course, because
they're right.
The Right Network, and you can get it on your phone. I don't know. I've seen some of their stuff, and they've even got like a stand-up comedy show featuring right-wing comedians.
That's...
It's called Right to Laugh.
Oh, God.
I know. Isn't it clever?
Yeah,
and, and then there's also a show called Leftovers. Leftovers. Which takes a comedic slam at Democrats.
Oh, because that's not been done before.
Oh, no. No. And, of course, they're totally ordinary. They have no axe to grind, but not one negative show about Republicans.